it's all new, it can be hard to find your footing. The best advice I can give in situations like these is keep showing up. In the suburb I've moved to, I don't know many locals yet, but I'd like to. So where do people like me go? Well, to places I like to go, the local cafe. The local cafe down the road has a local vibe. It's clear who the regulars are, and there's this easy banter between them and the staff. You know that feeling when you go into a new place and part of your mind says, they know I'm not from around here and they're all looking at me. It's probably not true, but it's in my head nonetheless, and it's uncomfortable. Yet, connecting to my community matters to me, so I've been going back 4 or 5 times a week each morning in the 3 weeks that I've lived there. After the first week, I'm having good banter with the barista. After 2 weeks, he remembers my name and some of my backstory, and vice versa. After 3 weeks, he asks me, the usual? Have patience with the process, because real connection takes time. The same approach worked for me when I arrived in New Zealand over 17 years ago with a really scant network. I kept showing up at my local windsurfing spot, being friendly but not overbearing. It took me a year to get invited for a beer. Probably would have been quicker if the conditions were a bit more consistent. And now some of those guys are my best friends. Now this pattern's universal, whether it's in a cafe, a windsurf beach, or in a boardroom. It's about creating familiarity through presence. And what I've noticed is that consistency creates opportunity. At the cafe, daily visits create space for casual conversation that evolved naturally. And at the windsurf spot, regular appearances built recognition and eventually trust. There's something powerful about being a reliable presence before you become a significant one. And there's something called the mere exposure effect. This is a psychological principle that shows we naturally develop preferences for things simply because they're familiar to us. In other words, exposure over time equals familiarity. In any new situation, whether it's a job, a new team, or the opportunity to shape a new direction for your organization, I reckon the best thing you can do is to keep showing up. Bring your authentic self into the space regularly. Ask questions. Listen. Contribute when it feels right. Keep engaging. Become part of the energy of what's happening. You'll soon become integral to it, and the ride will be all the sweeter. Think of it this way. It's like entering a flowing river. At first, you're conscious of being separate from the current and you're feeling the resistance. And when you keep showing up, it's like allowing yourself to join the flow, gradually becoming indistinguishable from the water around you, not by force, but through gentle persistence. Showing up can feel uncomfortable at first, but keep showing up and bit by bit, you'll find your flow. Where might you need to keep showing up in your life right now, even when it feels uncomfortable? Food for thought. This is another solo cast from me in the Dig Deeper space. How are you finding these? I'm curious. Yeah, these are an experiment, and I'd love to know whether you like this sort of stuff, the short stuff, or you prefer the longer, or maybe a bit of a blend of both. Drop me a line at hello@digbyscott.com and let me know what you think. And also, if you like this stuff but you prefer to read it, then you can jump onto my newsletter list, which I publish once a week. I publish a short newsletter, and you just go to digbyscott.com/subscribe and you'll get the very next one. I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. And until next time, go well.